Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The superhighway of good news.
Vroom, vroom.
All right. Well, first up, People reports that filming has begun on Only Murders in the Building, one of the best shows ever, I think, on season 3. And there's a surprise here. They have a new cast member. We all know Selena Gomez, right?
Yes,
of course. So she's the one who posted the big reveal on Instagram. Watch this.
Could this honestly get any better?
Wait.
Well, I do think it could get a little bit better.
In what way?
What do you mean?
Steve, do you want your pillow?
Yeah, please. Thank you. Thank you, ma'am.
Marty, anything you need?
Just the tea that I had asked for a half an hour ago.
I'm okay. Thank you, ma'am.
You're,
okay? You're sweet.
Did you see who that was? That was Meryl Streep, everybody. Hello, 3-time Oscar winner.
Yeah,
back
look
there.
At this photo. I love this one, too.
Wow.
I know. And each season seems to be getting better and better and better. I feel like at one point, we're all just going to burst into confetti.
Up next, everybody, an etiquette question that has one couple divided right down the middle. Are you ready to weigh in on this?
Always.
All right. It comes from, I love the Miss Manners column at the Washington Post. One letter writer says they hate it when house guests strip the bed and take the linens to the laundry room or even start the washing machine. They say it's insulting that their guests think that they're the kind of host that expect that. What do we think with the sheets? What do you think, Drew? Is it totally rude to do that as a guest or is it like the nice thing to do?
Actually, I would probably say thank you.
Yeah. I don't know. Every time my guests come, they're like, do you want me to? I say, no, I'll do it. And then when they do it and they leave, I'm like, God, you did it. I didn't want to do that at all.
Yeah.
I think it's nice. I always strip the bed if I stay at someone's house.
You do?
I do.
You're a stripper? All right, who here thinks it's good to strip the bed?
Yeah, I think it's...
I mean, that is the majority of the group here. Who here absolutely does not want a guest to touch the bed?
Ooh, a bold hand raise.
Do you mind giving this man a microphone? Thank you so much. What is your name?
John.
Hi, John.
Hi.
May I ask, point, counterpoint, why no stripping of the bed?
It's a little embarrassing, I think. It's projecting some type of negative connotation on our part as the hosts that we're not going to take care of that after you've left.
Oh,
interesting.
See, I go straight to, if you don't want me to strip the bed, what kind of stain is on that mattress you don't want me to see?
Yeah, and that happens.
Yeah.
It is, you're right. Now all of a sudden, John, I think you've turned me. All of a sudden I'm like, yeah, you know what? On second thought, I don't want you all up in my business.
There you go.
Thank you, John.
Thank you
so much. Well, next up, get out the tissues because it's time for a good cry. This comes from CBS Evening News at Glen Lake Elementary in Minnesota. The school playground there didn't have accessible equipment for students with disabilities. So the students who go there, well, for them, it just wouldn't do. Fifth grade teacher Betsy Julian told them that it would take $300,000 to make the payments for accessible equipment. So they got to work. They collected change, ran bake sales, went door to door to local businesses, and they did it.
Oh.
And in their own words, here's how it feels to hit their goal. Take a look.
The smile on my face, I could say, was an ear-to-ear smile.
I was just really happy that we made it.
First time I set foot on this playground, I'm probably gonna start crying. From seeing the effort that all the school has made. Oh.
Why is that gonna do that to us, right?
I feel like for the first time in the history of this wonderful little show, I don't have anything to say because it says it all.
Well yeah. done. All right, and finally, we've got even more to celebrate in a segment we like to call Every Day's a Holiday.
Yes, it is.
Yes! Did you know today is National Cheese Lovers Day? So to anybody who celebrates, happy day to you. And today, we're putting the spotlight on an underrated cheese. Hello, cottage cheese. Yes, love it or hate it, Thrillist reports this lumpy old dairy product is making a comeback. Cottage cheese recipes are going viral all over the internet. People love that it's packed with protein and things like vitamin B. I want to know where you land on cottage cheese, Drew. Oh, I already see where you land.
I love it so much because I am a child of the 70s, uh-huh. and for some reason, you couldn't swing a cat without finding a half a cantaloupe with a scoop of cottage cheese with a weird maraschino cherry on top. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty much at every restaurant you went to.
It's so good, Drew. What? Oh. You like that, Lucy?
Is that good, Lucy? Good girl.
Drew, if you use that spoon, I'm out of here.
I would not use that spoon for anything life. And that's Drew's news. And next, we're tackling toilets. Dan Castillo is going to show us how to really make that bowl shine. Vital information for something we use over 2,500 times every single year.
Really?
Gee whiz, that's a lot of toilet time. I'm excited about this. I just ordered all these new toilet brushes and cleaners. I'm not kidding.
You're such a dork. I can't.
Well, we'll be right back to solve all your toilet problems.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
The loo, the porcelain throne, whatever you call your toilet. My question is that bowl clean? And I mean really clean. Well, we're about to answer that and get pro tips on cleaning any commode in Stands for Stains Toilet Edition. All right, joining me now is my dear friend, Lean Green Cleaning Machine and founder of Naturally, Danny Seo Magazine, my favorite magazine, and Drew Courier, Danny Seo.
Hi, Drew.
Danny, it's so weird that we would do this segment because I spent the entire holidays ordering toilet brushes, eco toilet cleaners.
Oh, good.
Yes, because, you know, now Danny is the leader in green and I am new to the space. I'm just a few years old at this point. And yeah, that's how I spent my holidays on like deep dives on toilet cleaners.
Okay, we all have different passions. And I'm glad that when you thought, who could teach everyone about dirty toilets, I'm glad that my name came to mind right away.
But well, your name comes to our mind for pretty much everything, so take it away,
but
Danny.
Let's talk about a toilet. So everyone, we do know like toilets can be pretty dirty, and so inside the bowl of this is a clean toilet, inside the bowl of the toilet, this contains 3.2 million bacteria per every square inch on the inside. So it's pretty dirty. Think about cold and flu season. This is where actually you can get sick, get stomach bugs if you don't do things properly. There's bacteria on the handle. And then, Drew, I'll explain why in a second. There's also a lot of bacteria on your bathroom surfaces and your faucet handles. But how do they get from here all the way over there?
They grow little wings?
You'll find out in a second.
But
let's get this clean with some interesting hacks, okay?
Okay, teach me.
So the very first thing is you can actually make your own DIY disinfectant for your bathroom.
How?
This is a reusable spray bottle, one part regular water and two parts isopropyl rubbing alcohol, just rubbing alcohol.
I love a good rubbing alcohol. I always keep some in my bathroom and a hydrogen peroxide.
Yes, very, yes, clean. And it's almost like pharmaceutical grade when
yes.
you clean with that. The reason we add a little water to this, we want this to like saturate and we're gonna just spray the whole thing. And what this does, you wanna let it sit for a tiny bit. And then it's killing all the bacteria.
Kill it!
And then if you really want to be extra clean, microfiber towels.
Microfiber.
So we're just gonna...
Are those antimicrobial?
No, they're... microfiber, it's a type of fiber that it's made out of, and it grips literally onto the bacteria.
Oh.
So those 37 million types of bacteria, or parts of bacteria, are now getting absorbed... Oh, I'm touching it. Right into the microfiber, and they're reusable, machine washable.
Okay.
And it's the best way of getting this super clean. Something else you can do, do you use mouthwash?
I do.
Well, mouthwash is really good at killing bacteria in your mouth.
Will old school Listerine work?
And what you want to do is, instead of spitting it down the drain of your sink, spit it into your toilet.
Look at what good I'm doing. For my mouth and the toilet.
Obviously, there's water in there. Leave it in there for about 30 minutes. Maybe like go take a shower, you know, get ready for the day, and then flush the toilet. This will also disinfect your
toilet.
That's
the most pleasant experience I've ever had being bent over a toilet. It's true.
And then here's another interesting fact about toilets. So if you are a renter, or moved into a new place, or you bought a new home, toilets last about 15 years, sometimes up to 20 years, but the seat itself only lasts about 5 to 7 years.
Okay, I've never thought about the toilet seat. Has anyone here ever thought about the toilet seat? Raise your hand if you have. You have. How did you know to do that?
It's a lot of people thinking about toilet seats.
I know.
So this is something you should replace because an improperly installed toilet seat, if it's loose, can actually create... like a hazardous environment for when you're using it.
Oh, I think I see.
If the seat doesn't line up to where things need to go, this is where, like, even more material can get all everywhere. So it's as simple as just unscrewing the back of it and installing it. And this is like a $20 change anyone can do with a screwdriver.
I want to, like, what do you think about a wooden toilet seat?
Very sexy. Love a wooden toilet seat.
Kind of into it, right?
Yes.
Kind of a real luxe experience.
And you can find beautiful examples of that at the store right now. Now, the reason we end at the toilet seat, Drew,
yes,
is that you want to close the toilet seat after you're done filling the toilet.
Is this because they grow wings and start flying around,
yes,
the bathroom, the little germs?
Because if you flush a toilet with the seat up, it creates something called a plume. And all of this bacteria and fecal matter spreads all over your bathroom, onto your toothbrush, onto your countertops, onto your sink handles, onto your towels, everything.
Ah! Okay, A. B. Thank you. I'm serious.
Yeah, I know.
I'm never not going to do that again.
This will reduce the bacteria spreading all over the bathroom and keeping it contained in your toilet.
And my bathroom's really small. Like, my toothbrush is right next to my toilet, as is, like, everything. It's my toilet paper's in, like, a cabinet because it doesn't have enough room for, like, the roll. So I'm just saying.
And this is the easiest way of preventing yourself from getting yourself sick from your own bathroom.
Well, I love this. Okay, up next, we're gonna move on to the rest of the bathroom with Danny's three must-have items, including one game-changing product that hotels swear by. I need to know what it is right after this. Oh my God.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a house. It's your home, the place that's filled with memories. The early days of figuring it out to the later years of still figuring it out. For the place you've put down roots, trust Amica Home Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Dear friend Danny Seo. Danny, I mean, I have been doing this show with you since day one, and I just have to say that I would be very happy if I never had to be here without you.
Oh.
It's true.
It's reciprocal.
Well, thank you for always being so supportive and believing in us. You know, we were just a small little pandemic launch show, and you came here and, like, have been our guru ever since.
And now it's a hit.
I'm so relieved you're gonna stay.
The show's a hit.
Well, now that you have changed my life in the toilet arena, I see here we've got some more tips that I feel like are never gonna make me look at my bathroom the same way again. Keep teaching.
Okay, these are my favorite things. Everything is under $30. Actually, a lot of it's significantly under $30. And the very first one, we wanna be eco-friendly. And so a lot of recyclables are in the bathroom. So think about your plastic bottles, cardboard boxes for all your beauty and personal care items.
It's so true.
And we throw it in the trash and forget it's actually recyclable. So invest in a small recycling bin that's very slim and very pretty.
I have to say, this is a beautiful design too, and it would definitely fit in, like, tight areas, but it's very, very attractive.
Clean and simple, and that way you can be eco-friendly in the bathroom.
So smart. And also kind of one of those, like, yeah, why didn't I never really think about that? It's true, all the plastic, all the containers, you're absolutely right.
We're talking about a lot of recyclables.
Yes. Great, done.
So next thing, bath towels. It's like, we all hate musky bath towels, you know? Or, like, do you ever use a towel and the next day you try to dry yourself again with it and it's still kind of damp?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of annoying. So you want to look for something called quick drying towels.
Okay.
So feel them, they're nice and soft and cozy. It's all cotton, but there's a special weave of nylon. And usually it's a recycled plastic nylon, which is really great, in the towels. That actually speeds up the drying process. So if you hang it up to air dry, it won't be musky because mildew doesn't have a chance to grow on it. Or if you put them in the dryer, they dry much more quickly.
Energy efficient.
Energy efficient.
Yes. I love it. Okay, so how would you go into a store? You would ask for what kind of towel?
Quick drying.
Quick drying.
Yes, they're
Perfect.
Everywhere.
Okay.
All your favorite stores have them.
Thank you.
And then finally, I think the most important part of a good shower is a good shower head, right?
Yeah, and actually this is a Speakman, right?
Yes.
Well, those are the best shower heads, like, I mean, that's truly like best in class.
I agree with you, because they make practically every single shower head for every single hotel
yep.
that you've ever been in. This is what they do best. And so why not put a hotel quality shower head in your own bathroom? One that is water efficient, has all those settings you like, whether it's spa setting or like that direct, like really strong
yeah,
setting.
Yeah, I want to be hit hard.
And I think it's classic and pretty too, right?
It is beautiful.
Yeah, under $30 too for one of these from Speakman.
Well, guess what? I am so excited to tell everyone in our audience that you are going home with a Speakman shower head.
Yay!
It's just been that kind of day, so I'm just gonna say it. So think of us when you're showering.
Yes. Don't think of me when you're going on the sitting on the toilet. Please don't.
Danny Seo, you always make life better. I have to tell you, thank you so much. And everybody, trust me, pick up a copy of Danny Seo's magazine, Naturally. The tips in there have changed my life more than almost any other resource. And it's just a beautifully put together magazine as well. So thank you, Danny,
thank you,
for
Drew.
Always making life better, greener, and just brighter.
And thank you for being a ray of sunshine that we all need every day.
Thank you.
You're the best.
Oh, I love
you
so much. I love you. Okay, up next, who doesn't love to save a buck? Rossi Ross is back with a nifty, thrifty hack, including a surprising one for something some of you are wearing right now. I don't know what that means, but I need to know. Come right back. Okay, good.
Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
We all have busy lives these days, and we don't want to waste a day recovering after a night out. That's why ZBiotics is the answer we've all been looking for. Their probiotic was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. Pre-alcohol produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. This is a proactive solution that wards off feeling miserable the next day instead of a reactive approach like drinking electrolytes or eating greasy food. Enhance your mornings with ZBiotics. Go to ZBiotics.com/CBS to get 15% off your first order when you use code CBS at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/CBS and use the code CBS at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
All right, we're back with In a Minute. Rossi, you've got
tips on how to make our groceries last?
Yeah, so I always complain about it. You guys know when you go in the fridge and you go like to grab some fruit, a strawberry, something, and it's mushy, you feel like you're wasting money, wasting food. Here's some tips that my husband, Welly, actually sent to me because I complain about this all the time and I wanted to share with you. So strawberries, let's start here. You usually keep them in that little plastic thing they come in, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, if you keep them in a mason jar like this or even just a like a marinara sauce jar that you're done with, you rinse it out, they can last for up to a month in the refrigerator. Yes! So up to a month. Now, what about lemons? I always keep some on the counter in a bowl. You guys do that too?
Yes.
And then when you go to reach for one, it's like, ugh, it's moldy and gross under there. Well, if you use a glass container, fill it with water, these can last in the refrigerator, believe it or not, Drew, up to 3 months, you guys. Yes! Well, I talked to you about fruit. Now come down to Vegetableville right down here.
All right.
All right, so we have onions, right? What happens when we have them forever? They start sprouting and growing legs and things, right?
Yeah, like a potato.
Exactly.
Eyes.
Ah, exactly. All right, so what, anybody here wearing any pantyhose? Anyone?
Oh.
Oh, a couple. Well, here,
you
I'll
are.
Just, look, I'll just take mine off. Look, here, I have some right here. So if you take, All right, here's the deal. I'm gonna stop, okay, that's gonna take too long. Look, I have some right here. If you stuff onions and pantyhose, look at, like this, if you hang them in the garage or the pantry, it's gotta be a dry place, these can last up to 3 months, you guys. 3 months!
These are the best tips ever, Rossi, I love it.
Do this, it's fun, try it.
Oh, wow, it really is satisfying. I'm not kidding, it's different. You gotta try it.
You gotta
I don't know how to explain it, but it feels like a bouncy castle.
Yeah.
And like gravity had a baby.
Exactly, they bounce back.
Well, thank you everybody so much for your time. We make this show for you, so take it with you, and there's a lot to take with you today.
Yeah, good tips today.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for The Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.